So this morning, on the final Sunday before Christmas, we hear the gospel account of the visitation, when the Blessed Virgin Mary goes to visit her cousin Elizabeth. This is right after the Annunciation, where the angel Gabriel appeared to Mary and said that she would conceive the Christ child. And so she visits Elizabeth during the final 3 months of her pregnancy. And I want to focus this morning on two of the phrases that Elizabeth says, just as a point of meditation. And I encourage you to take some time before Christmas to reflect on this gospel passage, or to pray the second joyful mystery of the Rosary, the Visitation, and reflect on some of these points, because it's a very rich and powerful passage from Luke. The first phrase I want to focus on is when Elizabeth says, "How does this happen to me, that the mother of my Lord should come to me?" When she says, "the mother of my Lord," the word "the Lord," that's the same word written in Greek. Luke wrote his gospel in Greek. That's the same word that's used to translate God's name in the Old Testament. So when he appears to Moses at the burning bush and he says, "I am who am," that's the same word that they translate as Lord. So when Elizabeth hears Mary's greeting and she says, "How is it that the mother of my Lord should come to me?" What she's doing is she's making an act of faith. She recognizes that the child in Mary's womb is the same God who created everything out of nothing, and the same God who appeared in power on Mount Sinai and gave Moses the Ten Commandments and gave the Israelites the law. That was the same God that Mary had conceived in her womb. And that Mary is, of course, the mother of God. And so when Elizabeth says this phrase, she also responds not only with faith, but also with humility. She recognizes that of all the people in the world, that the Blessed Virgin Mary was visiting her. That the mother of God was bringing the Christ child, the God who created the entire universe, into her presence. And she recognized what an honor that was. And she recognized that she didn't deserve that honor. I think that's a great example of humility for us to follow as well. When we come to Mass and we come into the presence of the Eucharist, that's the presence of Jesus Christ, the same God of the Old Testament, our Lord, who created the heaven and earth. And we also come into the presence of the Blessed Virgin Mary, because wherever Christ is, his mother is as well. And just as she was at the foot of the cross, when we celebrate this sacrifice of the Mass, she is right there at the foot of the altar as well. And I think that it's important for us to recognize that when we come to Mass, that we don't deserve to be here. This is an honor for us to be here. This is a privilege for us to be here. We're not entitled to the sacraments. We can't say, I'm just such an awesome person that God needs to be here to be in my presence. I deserve this because of how great I am. That's not the way it works. It is completely and totally a free gift that God gives us simply out of his gracious generosity and his love for us, that he would come into our presence. We have done nothing to earn that. We have done nothing to deserve it, but it's a free gift that the Lord gives to us. And so in humility, it's important that we recognize that we don't deserve to be here this morning in church. It's an honor for us to be here. It's a privilege for us to be here. And it's an incredible gift for us to receive that. And so I think often people will take the sacraments for granted. Or, if we come, each week again and again, it's easy to fall into a habit or a routine where we come here without any real devotion. Or we just come to Mass when it's convenient, when it fits into our schedule, but we don't recognize it all the time, the honor and the privilege it is for us to be here. And so, when we recognize who is present at Mass, that this is the Lord of all creation, then we recognize that he deserves our absolute and total honor and the devotion of our wills. And so when we come into the presence of Jesus Christ and the Blessed Virgin Mary, you know, perhaps we can take these words as our own and say, how does this happen to us that the Mother of our Lord should come to us? What a privilege and honor for us to be here. You know, the church in the rituals and the rules on how to celebrate the Mass, you know, kind of enshrines the reverence and humility we should have. You know, in part, just the posture at Mass. You know, when we hear the words of the gospel read, we stand. And why do we stand? We stand because we are at attention and we should be listening carefully, you know, ready to respond like soldiers in formation. Listening to our orders. You know, that's how we come into the presence of the gospel, standing at attention, ready to act. And during the Eucharistic prayer, we kneel. Why do we kneel? We kneel as a physical gesture that reflects the humility and the submission that we should have before the presence of God. And that's why Catholics would traditionally kneel when they receive communion and receive communion on their tongues as a sign of their utmost respect and devotion to the Lord who is in their midst. The second phrase I'd like to highlight today from the gospel, Elizabeth says to Mary, "At the moment the sound of your greeting reached my ears, the infant in my womb leapt for joy." Even in his mother's womb as an infant, before John the Baptist even had the ability to reason, he still recognized and responded to the presence of Jesus Christ. And even before he was able to proclaim the coming Messiah with his words, he did so with his actions. You know, filled with the Holy Spirit, he leapt in the womb of his mother when he recognized the voice of Mary, the one who was bringing the Christ child. And so I think a good question for us to ask is, do we experience that same joy when we come to Mass? When we come through the doors of the church, you know, are we filled with the Holy Spirit and our hearts filled with joy? You know, do our hearts leap with joy when we come into the presence of the Eucharist? You know, are we looking forward to the Mass? And if so, great. You know, we should pray for even a greater outpouring of the Holy Spirit to deepen our joy. But if not, if we don't experience that joy, what that probably means is that we don't know Jesus Christ, or we don't know him very well. Because if we truly knew Jesus Christ, we would look forward to being in the presence of Jesus Christ as a joy that was greater than anything else we could possibly receive in this world. And so if we don't know who Jesus Christ is, and if we don't experience joy in coming into his presence, that means that we need to take a lot more time in prayer. That joy is the fruit of prayer, getting to know Jesus Christ. Because if we don't know him, we're not going to experience joy by being in his presence. You know, so I encourage us, if we don't know Jesus Christ, to spend some serious time in prayer, meditating upon the mysteries of the rosary, or reading the words of the gospel. You know, go through in small chunks through the gospel of Luke. You know, this year we read from Luke's gospel, and take some time to reflect deeply on the words of Christ and his actions. And this isn't something that we can afford to put on the back burner, because the single most important task that we will ever accomplish in our lives, and the very purpose why we're here, is to come to know and to love Jesus Christ. And so it's not something that we can afford to just put on the back burner as if it's not an important issue. And so, you know, as we celebrate the final Sunday of Christmas, and as we reflect on the visitation, you know, I encourage you to spend some time meditating upon the visitation, and in particular, the humility of St. Elizabeth when Mary comes into her presence and she says, "How does this happen that the mother of my Lord should come to me?" And the joy that John the Baptist experienced at being in the presence of our Lord, the same joy that we should experience each time we come into the Lord's presence at Mass.